Tirna Kfeil. Afal Gav, the Ovik Akhovim, who? I also a Goy. Shapirin Diva Shok, the Mirim Yivin Shokin. Kevin the Kfeil, who? Lo Meshaker, Shlo Yastit, Umanoso. Umanuso, I don't know. This is it, this is the source. You have the expression, Uma Lomari Nafshaya, or Uma Lomari Umnoso? No. No. Not quite the fairish. Please show me, I'm looking for it. This is the Gemara. I mean the other Kirnak Fail. Afa Gav Ovikakovim who? I also a goy. Shakir Diva Shok, you mean in Shokin. Kevin the Kfailahu, Lo Meshaker, Shlo Yastit, Umanoso. Umanuso, I don't know. This is it, this is the source. You have the expression Uma Lomari Nafshaya or Uma Lomari Umnoso? No. No. Not quite the fairish. Please show me, I'm looking for it. This is the Gemara. I mean the other couple of riots here and there, but this is the main. I'd like you to show me the Gemara, please. But this is certainly this one proof tells us from assumption that Uman Lo Matsid Umanoso. This is the yisodis of all of our hashkachas, by the way. I mean, it's not for this Tosis, forget it. Everything's straight. Not really. In the old days, they all bought from Goyim. They all bought from, everything was bought from the Yid, from beginning to end.
Right.
Oh, okay. But many things were bought from Goyim. Now, everything is bought from Goyim. So how do you know it's kosher? How do you know it's kosher? What, the guy says, I have hashkacha? What hashkacha? The guy's there. Oh, you. Comes to wish him an Easter and Kratzenbach and one other time. That's it. No offense. It's mutter. Why? Because we say it, that they umnim and they say that they have only certain ingredients. I eat it too. Only certain ingredients. And they wouldn't lie. Because if they lie, they'd be in trouble. They'd be professionally in trouble. Do you guys have another question? This principle of Uman Lomarim Naseu, how will he get caught? Well, just lie. What's the answer? Another word we use, we throw in. What's the question? No, we'll come to that expression later, before we get to that. How? Why should the guy worry about... That's what he was referring to. Uman Lomarim Naseu, right, but what's it based upon? The fact that he may get caught. How will he get caught? The guy walk in, he's afraid. He has to have some kind of possibility of being caught, either of Leglouye or Mirtas, right, Mirtas. The guy walk in, once in a minute, he'll be afraid. And here we see clearly, almost without any doubt, that the principle of Milsa Leglouye or Mirtas, basically the principle of Uma Lamar Nafshai, works even by Daraisis. Because he was talking about Shabbat the Raisa from Shuta. Possibly with the Raisa. One slowly. So you see that Yosef and Nichnas, which is the sort of this whole thing, the guy who's the same Yisod, make a court, would work even for the Raisa. Against some Rabbanim who say you can't eat tuna fish because Yosef and Nichnas wouldn't work by the Raisa. That's ridiculous. And these Rabbanim say it's an often a shach. No, it's a mistake. The shach is a mesiach lefitumo. Doesn't work for that. You saw that shach in the Mount of Kamos. That doesn't work for the right. That's the maskim. What's mesiach lefitumo? I mean, exactly the opposite. As a matter of the two are basically contradictory. Most possible to say. Although some try to somehow have the two can be compatible. Yeah. It's exactly the opposite, no? Mesiach lefitumo is somebody who is... He's telling a story. Yeah, he could be maybe he's fibbing. But they rely on the rabbonim, not by the right. But the idea of umo lomar and avshayu, that he's on the contrary, not that he's being very casual. The reverse. He's being very meticulous and professionally precise. And he's afraid to be caught. And it'll be at the end he'll come out if he's lying. That works even by the right. Although when they're discussing the seal of Bituma that he has to cash in, and they come out with a teret of Milsa Davida the Gluye. Which means if it's gonna ultimately come out, they'll be able to taste it, it's kosher trade. Then even though it's a seal of Yitumo, we rely on him for the rice. That's the rush towards that. We'll come to the rush in a little bit. Now, The Rambam, as the Gaon points out, in Sada Chest of Cotton Hay, omitted the expression kfeilim. What's a kfeilim? What's a kfeilim? A baker. A cook also, the horror. He's a food professional. The Rambam omitted it entirely. Never mentioned the word kfeilim. Didn't mention it at all. Didn't mention it. Doesn't mention the word kfeilim. Mechaba also. Mechaba says, doesn't say anything about the word kfeilim. Why? So, one of two reasons. Either it's lav dafka, or, what Nachon says, the osa maisa kfeilim. He's now your official taster. He becomes like a kfeilim, becomes like a food professional for this moment. Not only that, but he doesn't even require mesiach lefi tumo, the Rambam. Why not? Because the mils, as we saw, as you correctly point out, you go on its way. Milsi da avida de gluye lo meshaker beyinshi. Either gemaris and beferish and yavamis, that you only trust the goy. You learned this one. By milsi da avida de gluye only by where? By edus, isha, because of the famous rule of mishumi guna, akila barabanan. Yeah. What's the answer? So some say, lav dafka. Lav dafka. Lav dafka. That Messiah Levitumo would work, and Eidet Isha is an example of what? Of a Milsa David the Gluye. So the Gemara says that Messiah Levitumo works only by Eidet Isha, it means only Eidet Isha. It means Eidet Isha and anything else which would be Avir Legluye. I think Gemara say it's only a Shemiguna. You could say no, it's the Taz. The Taz explains over here. There it's a real in a formal Eidus. It's Eidus Isha, Noshim, Sirius, Shilas, you know, Mamzerus, and Nashus Dish and Skila and the works. They had to give a special reason of the Shemiguna to the Rabbana. Here we're only talking about Yaradea, you know, Kashrus. So therefore, even though there's no Iguna over here, but they would believe a guy, a Mesil Mitumo, in a Milsa Davide Ligluya. Milsa Davide Ligluya. The Rambam, who doesn't even require Mesil Mitumo, he may hold one of two things. Either because he holds Tanki as the Rabbana, we'll come to that later, it's only Shaiva the Rabbana over here. That's why he relies on a Stam guy, even though it's not a Mesil Mitumo. One second. Or maybe, again, like the Taz. It's here different because it's not a formal edith in Bez. Why didn't the Rambam explain the Seal of Yitumo, as the Rosh explained? Because the Chol is not the Seal of Yitumo. What is the Seal of Yitumo, Rabos? If you look in Simon Yudzayin and in Chosaguna, it means that he's telling a story and he doesn't know that you're interested in the information. Not only doesn't he know that what? There's an Apkamina of Issa Veheta. If he knows that you want all the information that the Gemaras, the Poskim say, based on the Gemaras and Yavamas, he's already no longer considered him as Yilma Fituma. Yet over here, he definitely knows you want the information. How did he know? Say, Mr. Collins. No, Mr. Collins. Mr. Jones. Mr. Jones. Mr. O'Donnell. Please taste, and tell you taste meat or milk or whatever, fat. He knows you want the information. But I brought him say, yeah, but he doesn't know that it's enough community piece of a head. So what? The post can say that in Sefer Yevamos, as long as he knows he wants the information that this person die, even though he doesn't know it's enough community for whether the wife can remarry, it's still not no longer considered a Mesiach Lefituma. So the Achronim said the Rosh will make a distinction. Here, even this case was called Mesiach Lefituma. The Rabbi said, that's crazy. Do, that means you want the information. That's a detail, but obviously you're asking him to taste something. He obviously knows he wants certain information. And we've shown him after I'm saying it makes bylaw, but that's no longer considered Mesil with Vituma. It's also not considered Mesil with Vituma. Once you ask, it's not Mesil with Vituma anymore. So the Rambam said, clearly the clear fail is not a Mesil with Vituma. Therefore, he said, you don't need Mesil with Vituma. Aye, since when do we trust the guy? By Mr. Vizigluye? The Gemara says only by Iguna. So no, either here it's the Rabbanan, Tanya get the Rabbanan, or no, as the Tanya says, that means only by only case of formal Eidus he trusts is by Iguna. But here's not formal Eidus. Those two passages are Tishita Tarama. Okay, any question? No? Yeah.
Even spelling question, we don't need
to say Tishita.
I thought it was either or. Either
Kela. Rams is nothing. Rams is, I
believe,
any God. Any God. The Taz claims that the Shad and the Rosh is, they need a Nachtom Dapka, a baker. Why? Not because of credibility, but because of what? Professionalism. Yes, no, he knows his taste. He knows taste. And therefore, what's a kohen? What kind of kohen do you mean? Only a kfela kohen. Only a kohen who can see if it's true or not, right? That's the average Mr. Cohen here, or Mr. Lax, or Mr. Kerner, or any other Kohanim are running around over here. Has to be a kohen who is a maven in taste. Truma tastes like anything else, sir. There's no magical, mystical Hasidic Shavuot. It's not clear that that's really Pshat in the Rosh. The Rosh, others say Pshat in the Rosh is, the Rosh holds no. You need a kfela not because of its professionalism in terms of taste, but because of credibility, as Tulsa seems to say. Aye, but the Rosh also throws in the expression of what? Mesiach Levituma. Is Mesiach Levituma an absolute contradiction to what? To the concept of Uman Lamar and Abshayel? No! Because the Taz says that the fact that he knows that you're relying upon him is for taste, but not for Yisra Beheter, he's still considered a Mesiach Levituma Lagavi Arinian, that it's not a contradiction. That's not a contradiction. Because a guy can be, you can apply the principle of Uman Lamar and Abshayel and the principle of Mesiach Levituma at the same time. Because according to the Taz, everyone is a Mesiach Levituma in Hilchos taste, unless he knows you rely on a piece of a heter. See, if you apply the seal of Yitzum like you have in Hilchos Aguna, then clearly it would be a contradiction to Mr. Uman Lamar and Avshayim. One is just telling a story, and one is a professional precision statement. But if you assume, like the Taz says, that the seal of Yitzum over here is a different category, as long as he doesn't know you rely on a piece of a heter, he could say, yes, I'm a seal of Yitzum over here, I don't know you rely on a heter, but I'm Uman Lamar and Avshayim. Give you an example. You want to know something is trait. And does it have lard? You write a letter to the company. I'm allergic to lard. Does it have lard in it? They have both. It's Uman Lamar and Avshayel. It was professionally precise, food control, and etc. Quality control. At the same time, the quantity of the Taz would be considered Mesiach Levituma. He doesn't know you're lying to that. He thinks you're allergic.
When the Taz says that, if the guy doesn't know which decision you prefer.
In other words,
you write
to somebody down what you are, then the company knows that they'll say yes, they're not providing anywhere. So they're more reasonable to...
I don't know.
That may be exactly answering the original question. How come this guy believes the Mesiach Levituma over here, whereas by Iguna it would not be good enough to be considered Mesiach Levituma? Maybe it's only the combination. The reason why we consider this guy Mesiach Levituma is because he also has Uman Lamar and Avshayu. In other words, the distinction between the Tazua distinction between Kashrus and Ishus. By Kashrus, if you don't know the facts, by Ishus, if he knows you want the fact, he doesn't know what for, he's not Mesiach Levitumo. And here he is. Why should it be different? Maybe that's not the distinction. The distinction here, he has something else going for him, namely Uman Lamar Avshay, which doesn't apply, of course, in the case of Iguna. The Shach in the parentheses here quotes from who was he quoting from? A Rebbe of his, is Mechutin. It's ridiculous. There's a contradiction. How can you have a Uman Lamar Avshayel and Mesiach Levituma at the same time? It's ridiculous. It can't be. It's an impossibility. And therefore, the Pshat in the Rosh must be that he's a kfela not because of taste, but the kfela because of what? Because of his credibility. Oh. Comes with this, Rabbi Kivega, it's an interesting part of it. So, Rabbi Kivega, the Ramah says nowadays, here we go again with the Ramah, this is like impredictable. We don't want a kfela. Look at off in the Gemara. What do you mean? What's going on over here? Off in the Gemara. Gemara. Off in the Gemara. So the Kivega, the Harifas, to explain their Amo. Like this. We're not sure what's Pshat in the Gemara. Is the Pshat in the Gemara the kfela is believed because of what? The Seal of Yitumo? Or the Pshat in the Gemara is believed because of what? Uman Lamar Avshayel. Memela, you're stuck. Are you going to tell the guy or not going to tell the guy? If you tell the guy, then already he's not on the Mesilchus Bitumo, according to some Rishonim, it's no good. If you don't tell the guy, then it's not Shechem on the Mar Nafshayu, and then it's no good according to other Rishonim. So you're stuck. So, see what he talks about. Get two guys, so. Get two guys. Make one Mesilchus Bitumo and one a, Alright.
Why do you
think he's going to be Mar Nafshayu? No, it's what's it based on? Either based on his professionalism, you ask him a question professionally, what's the answer? Then you have to tell him what you want.
Why?
If you don't tell him what you want, it doesn't make a difference.
Why? You can ask him another question that has...
But what am I not shy means? I want you as a professional to tell me, does this taste this way or not? You're a professional taster. Does it have a taste of lard or not? Right?
But
some Rishonim, but again, it's with the sheep. There's a different sheep than Rishonim. You can't satisfy all the sheep. According to the Shach, you can't satisfy all the sheep. Can't? Only one problem. This is a very serious problem. It's a problem which is raised by the Shach Mechutin. What's he saying over here? He's saying that why throw in anything else? Uma lomar hashay is enough. The Rush quotes two things. He says the kfeila and he says mesiach levituma. So the shock. He says, Kfeila must mean what? Must mean for taste. Why? Because if it means for credibility, it's number one, it's a contradiction. And number two, what's number two question? Number two, what do you need it for? Once you have credibility, it's the end. It's already believed. Why do you have to throw in the fact that Mesiel Levitumo? So,
what?
I'm sorry? So the Sporch Hashem, the Shach or the Shach Mechutin, somebody, I'm not sure who's saying what, holds what we hold. The halacha, we follow this. We assume that Uman Lamar Hashem alone is sufficient. That's all of our Hashkafah based on that. But I must tell you, in order to answer the Shitas of Taz within the Rosh, clearly the Taz disagrees. The answer to the Mechutin's Kasha. The Taz, how does the Taz answer the two Kashas of the Mechutin? Number one, he says it's not a contradiction. But he says that the definition of Mesilchus Bitumo is broader when it comes to when it comes to Laguna, right? Even if he knows that you want the fact, as long as he doesn't know you want the din, it's still considered Mesilchus Bitumo, right? That's not the answer to the first question. But the answer to the second question, what David said, radical, when I realized this, I said, who says Umalo Marav Shaya works? Who said so? Where's the source script? David hasn't found the Gemara yet. A Rashi. The Gemara is here. This is the Gemara. Fair out, this is it. This is the Gemara. Only one problem. The Taz will have to learn that Uman Lomar Nafshayu itself is not sufficient. If he knows you're relying on him for Isa Veheta. On the contrary, it'll be worse. If he's Uman Lomar Nafshayu plus Mesiach Levituma, this limited Mesiach Levituma, he's right to the company. Is there lard? I'm allergic to lard. If he lies, and the guy gets poisoned from the allergy to lard, we'll be in big trouble. But if I write him and say, listen, I am prohibited to eat lard in my religion, and I want your professional opinion, he may lie. And everybody gets caught, he'll say, hey, I wanted to get the Jew. I wanted to ruin him religiously. That's what Taz is going to have to say. So according to the Taz, you'll have to, if you ask a question of the company, you have to say you're allergic. You can't ask straight. According to the Shach, you can ask straight. Umar Lamar Hashayah is enough. And when the OU walks into the company, they don't say all Jews are allergic to law. They don't say that. They say we have to know halachically. All right, so I think it's good according to the Shach. That's the Shach or the Shach Mechut, whoever it is in this kasher. But the other Das Rechon would be hold that it's no good. I'm basically out of time. I want to end with one final question which the Vilna Gaon asks. The Gaon says, fantastic Gaon, he said a long Gaon. He says the Machaber really pulled something which is unbelievable. Because there are four Shitas in Rishon. The Gaon summarizes. Four Shitas in Rishon. Let's just review ourselves. What are the four Shitas? Tosa says, Uma Laman Hashayim. That's it. That's enough. That's all you hold, Tosa. That's it. You trust her. The Rush says you need both. Kfeil Emes Yichel Bitumo. One of two ways to learn the Rush. Either Kfeil Emes as taste-wise, and the real demand is based on what? Yichel Bitumo. Or the combination of the Tav. Right? With the answering the two kashas we just mentioned now. It's a combination of nemanus. A nemanus of uman plus a nemanus of mesil levituman. They don't contradict, and you need both, as we just explained now. That's the Rush. The Rashba says either one is enough, the Gonkos. Either Fela or mesil levituman. Either one is enough. The two distinct halachas, either one is sufficient. The Rambam holds neither. You don't have to have uman, you don't have to mesil levituman. Everything is believed. So you figure the Machaber couldn't go wrong, right? The four sheets, how can you go wrong? Everything's covered. Says the Gaon and the Chabad fell in. It's the low command. Believe it or not, he found the fifth sheet, which is like a no Rishon. Why? Because the Mechaber seems to say you need to see him with that is it. The one and only criterion. That's like nobody. It's not like Tosin. It's not like the Rush. It's not like the Rashba. It's not like the Rambam. Isn't it amazing? Let's not think about it for a minute. The four, they covered everything. And yet the Mechaber managed to find a sheet, which is like nobody. A good kasha. The Mechaber is like nobody. I mean, no kasha. The Mechaber is also a Talmud Chacham. He has a fifth shita. He says it's all dependent on the seal for Fitumo. But it's somewhat strange. There are four shitas already in the Rishonim, and the Mechaber picked the fifth shita. The kitta, there are a total of five shitas. And the most important point, halacha l'maaseh for us is, and I say us means Klal Yisrael, is this issue. Whether Uman L'man Avshayu exists or doesn't exist. As an independent source of verification. The Shach Mechutin says yes, and has Pashup Shat and Tosis that way. And according to one day in the Rush, namely the Tazis version of the Rush, would come out no, which is somewhat rag. I guess the minigun here is Nagul Lahakal. It's like, Nagul Lahakal. Right. That might not be exactly what the Rush that quotes the same expression, Umul Ma'an Hashayim. So, what are you telling me about? Nirtis.
Yeah. The mere fact that he could be caught.
Right. Is
there some guy showing you?
And he could be caught. Yeah, but okay. The likelihood of being caught, the question, some Ashkenazim we have, there's really no shackles of being caught. You say, I'm 11, he writes back 11, that's the end.
They don't show up?
Sometimes. Depends on the situation. Okay, I didn't get as far as I wanted to today. What about the Ramon? Why not to me? So the Kivayans of Shem. Why are we not like him? We all are the Ramah. We don't align around the Goyim to taste. Right, because we're not sure what is the liability based on. Is it going to be or Uma? We're not sure. But generally we rely on... wait a minute. Yes, here it is. So the Kivayans was right. It comes out we don't hold to the Ramah with certainty. If we do, why don't we rely on the Goyim? I mean, because maybe he has special, you need a professional taste or something, that's why. Ordinarily, when you don't need a professional taste to it, it's clear, you rely on the Ma'an Avshayim. For a fact, definitely. Here, you might have a professional taste, it's impossible to arrange to have him with the Ma'an Avshayim with a... No, he's asking for me. Vegas, right. So the whole Ma'an Avshayim is out the window.
I'm doing that.
So what's the answer?
I don't know.
The answer might be, now we know, we hope him with the Ma'an Avshayim. The whole thing of the Ma'an Avshayim. But some poskim say over here that the reason is based on the Siyach Lutfi Tumo. So we'll tackle why. The question is why? Why aren't they all based on the Ma'an Avshayim? What's wrong with it? That's a good question. I have a question. Tez of Kivega is wrong, I guess. We just stop after it. Like everything else, we stop it all on the guy. So the guy over here, we don't align it. You know what's the Gemara? No, it's a good kashi, this. We spoke yesterday about the sugya of Fel Aramor. Went through the various shitas as the wise believe. fact of the Zman Hazeh, we're knowing not to rely on the Kfela. It's an interesting question which the Rishonim raised in this Gemara. The Rashi and Iran talk about it. Half a mile down the road. The question is, why don't we rely on the goy? So we mentioned Rabbi Kivegas Kupel yesterday with the various Yidus and Rishonim. We don't know who's right. The Vilna Gaon is a whole new Mahalach, a different Mahalach and Tali in the Ramah. The Mitzad Achum of Kapira Sharosh Varan Lohuzka Nosentam Al Bepochas Meshishim Al Beshishim Mitzam Ein Nosentam. This is Samchina not Kfela. He Beshishim Ay Samchina the Masha the Kuli Or below Kfela Mutal Lagamri. The Divrei HaShulchan Aruch, the Vilna Gaon says, Ein en achreya, shukadir ve'agamara, the lo kasha. What's happened? What's this all about? The Gaon talks in the Remiza. What's happening? The problem in the Gemara. The problem was shot in the Gemara. It's a serious problem. What do you mean, Rilana Kfela? What are we talking about here? Is it a shishim or is it not a shishim? If it's shishim, who needs a kfela? What's the b'shishim? If there's no shishim, who needs a kfela? That's right. So what do you mean you're on a kfela? What's the answer? Machlok. Okay. Machlok is in who and who? What does Rashi? Let's see Rashi. Rashi is the first. Rashi is Kadim. What does Rashi say? What does Rashi say? Rashi says, now what? Rashi seems to say that you need shishim, period. You need shishim. No matter what. What out of the kfela will tell you that what? There's no taste. But it's 50 to 1. 50 to 1 with no taste. What's it did? Sorry? I don't know what you're saying. The few Rashi's up? Rashi holds the stomach of the Rabbanah. But there's a din, you have to have shishim, period. So the question that becomes, what do you mean samchina na kfela? What do you mean rely on the kfela? It's already shishim, you can't get started without shishim, you have to have shishim. So shishim is achmuta. What do you mean samchina na kfela? What does Samchina usually mean? Rely. What does rely even imply? The cooler, the maker. What do you say, Ellie? We're not sure of the Shishim. Why aren't we sure? Again, we're not sure. We don't know. We don't know how much fell in, or it was Tom, and the band was removed. We can't compute, we can't calculate. Could be. Maybe I can't believe one. The Ran said, it's wild. Where's the Rashi? Huh? Rashi says one thing. Rashi says, where's the Rashi? Well, an Aleph on the base. I'm not going to have an Aleph. Where's the Rashi? The Rashi left. Where's the Rashi? That's right. The Shishim. The Ed Sari Ches. That's the one. The Shishim. Hecha de Batkine below your Tama. Right? There's no time and still have to check for shishim. The Rashi says that's crazy. The Rashi says shishim is an approximation. Shishim is the average case. What is time? Oh, no, that's what the Rashi says. It's the Rosh. Somebody says it's great. That the once you know there's no time, is mutter. He nami Rashi asks the lekel make a tama. Can't tell. Then it's the shir of shish. I'm sorry. I don't hear. Sadish ches amanav the first wide line. Okay. The Ran at the end seems to conclude that shishim only works when we're not sure whether it's there's only time. The Ran seems to say if there's no shishim, fail, it wouldn't help. Well, he's saying, I don't see if he's saying, see Rashi on his own. That's his own. Shishim wouldn't help. And if you have shishim, you don't need it fail. So when does it work? When you have only plato, it's impossible to figure out precisely, then you rely on a kfeilah. That's what the Ran says. The Ran says.
He says,
Right. The Ran seems to agree. Rashi agrees with that. They both seem to agree with that point. What if you have a kfeilah around? You see a Gemara. There's a baker right there. And you know it's batel b'shishim. What's all up? Must you give it to the kfeilah to taste? Or you say, well, it's batel b'shishim, don't bother giving it to a kfeilah. What's it in? What does the shach say? You have to give it to a kfeilah. Of course, that's nika right in. Nowadays, we don't rely on a kfeilah at all. We never have a kfeilah. The kfeilah could be right there, but he's there, but he's not there. We don't rely on it.
So
we
didn't.
No? I don't hear you. The chum is the cooler, in effect, yeah? But both I always say every chumah brings to a kula. The chumah leads to a kula in effect. But since we cannot rely on the kfeilah, it's important to give it to a kfeilah. What he's going to say is irrelevant. So therefore, let's say rely on the chumah. But one could argue, you give it to him, and if he'll say it's treif, you say, okay, it's treif. If you say it's kosher, you ignore it. And then what? Let me battle b'shishim.
If you have shishim, I couldn't do anyway, even if you're a din. I mean, if you would rely on the kfeilah, then you would say you have to give it to the kfeilah.
I'm asking you a question. The Shach seems to be right. Well, the Gaon says not. Part of the Shach is right. So I'm asking you a question. Halacha lemaaseh, it's man hazeh. How come I not know what to give to a kfeilah? L'chumra, I'm saying. When it's butler, the b'shishim, why don't we look for a kfeilah, give it to him, and then if he says it's treif, we'll say it's treif, and if it's kosher, we'll say it's mutter. We don't do that with man hazeh. Why not? Yes, Shabbat. Which way did it trick you?
You want to say it's kosher, then you will
mutter. He'll say it, he'll say it's treif, but it's really kosher. And it's the Baal Tashka says that, huh? Does that, anyone say that, the Farish, doesn't preach? Say, what's the Tashka in the Gemara? What's the Tashka in the Gemara? Min b'shein amina v'lekat feila b'shishim. But the impression is the lekha kfeila, then you launch it. But if it's ika kfeila, you could use the kfeila. That's a push-up shot. So they go out. Push-up shot. Exactly.
So you don't need the shot at all.
You don't have to be shot.
You don't even need the 60, just give it to the kfeila.
What if you know the 60, may give must you give it to the kfeila, can you align the 60? Can't tell. Okay, good, we can't tell. The kids of the halakha lamayat of his man is there. I never ever give it to a kfeilah. We don't use a kfeilah for anything. I guess we assume it's butler b'shishim is only to give it to a kfeilah, and that's all. That's halakha lamayat. Okay. Now the Gemara. We spoke yesterday, so we mentioned the words over here inside the Zanaman Bays of Maliach Rosach to sleep. We spoke already, of course, last week about the issue of whether you need a kadeh kalipa, kadeh matila. The Rosh was a distinction between Malicha and Sli, although they're compared here in the Gemara, it's Lavdafka, Malicha is Kalipa, and Sli is Natila. Next question would be, by Dava Shamein, by Sli, it's Mefafeh Bekulo. What about by Malicha? Would it be Dava Shamein, Mefafeh Bekulo, by Malicha, or would it not? The Machlokas of Rishonim, quoted by the Mechaber, and the Mechaber and Ramo argue about it, and the Vilna Gaon quotes from the various Rishonim. Another question, which is, what if the hetter is salty and the iser is not salty. The Gemara says in the Farish, only the salt that gives taste to the not salty. Right? That's from the Gemara. What will be the other case? If the heter is salty and the iser is not salty, what's the din? So the Ramah says it's us, the point of contact is usher anyway. Because just like how about it, by hot and cold, Adamek or Levola, you have some kind of transfers of time, even, you know, initially. That might apply over here as well. Others disagree. I don't know, maybe. Let's start the new Gemara boss. Ava Rabbi Chanina, k'shei misharim, misharim, berotim, v'kipo, v'chatichos, v'kzeirim. Ika dama b'kzeirim, atma, v'ika d'armi, b'may, d'bolo k'zeirim. This is a very hard Gemara. What's going on? What's happening here? K'zeirim, a pot? You count the pot? It sounds like. Does the pot absorb? I think so. I think the pot does absorb. What do you say? I was talking to my wife yesterday, as long as some of these dinners. So I asked the pot absorb. She says, sure, pot absorb. Because you know all the people they make fun of you every day. Why do you hack? Why? So first of all, the pot doesn't absorb. She brought a riot. If you did not, what's the riot? You have a riot? It's hard to taste. It really is hard to taste. It's hard to prove that. She brought a riot from the discoloration. So if you put something into a pot and it, burns a little bit, it can become permanently discolored. It's not just about temporary, you know, outside grief. It becomes discolored. Of course, she did make comment, which the Chazal also knew, that it depends on what kind of pot it is. I mean, those days, most pots were made from carrots. Carrots is not as porous, it's right through. Stainless steel, on the other hand, which is, you know...
one side to the other.
What? What? That's the question. I don't know how to prove that or disprove it based on physics. How can you prove it disprove that the stainless steel is there from one side to another or not? I don't know. Put a pot into another pot, put a colored water into one. Oh, sorry? Radioactive or colored. How else? Water doesn't go through, but there's anything gets through. Taste or something. I don't know how to determine anything. Because I don't know that the water doesn't get through in a literal sense, the taste got through. Radioactive. I don't know. I don't know how to do experiments. I think it's based on physics, no? Let me watch. What else should it be based on? I don't know. So what says the about the farish? Is the Gemara the farish that goes through a pot with water? I'm not sure what the farish is. What? Farish is true, though. There's no question about it. Is there a Gemara that says the farish that the liquid can go from the outside of the pot through the pot to the inside? The Rishon is saying. The Gemara is the farish? That's the Gemara. Misafkulani misapeh abakut. What kind of pot was that? Does it say? That's a Gemara in Zvachim. That's Zvachim. Gemara talks about if a tipa, that's what we'll discuss later. If a tipa of Mishalach on a mice, you're cooking a flesh, cooking chicken soup on the fire, and there was making some cheese, something, and the cheese or the milk splattered against the wall of the chicken soup, against the pot, the outside wall. Well, didn't the whole Simon Machaber about it. So the question is, in reality, I mean, I'll be physics. I'll leave out any halakhic consideration. I'll be physics. Did you say that some bit of the liquid, of the milk would go through or not? I don't know. We have one physics to it here. Time is taste, no? That's a discussion we'll come to later. Can I get a rotor? Slow, can I get a rotor? I want to push it to Matthias. It seems clear that it does get absorbed into the pot. That we see from, you know, the inside. There's some evidence that this food can be absorbed even into a stainless steel pot. The colors, you can see it, can it go through? That's the question. I have no evidence either way. Do we have evidence in the Gemara, the Farish, that it goes through? Huh? What do you say? Through a pot. Earth in the pot, yes, that's a fact. What does that Gemara say that? I'm talking about the Gemara now. If you show them, I have a Farish. A lot of you show them, a lot of you did it in the Chab. I want to know about the Gemara. You don't have to go to this much. You go to Shulchan Aruch too. You have these expressions. But where do you find the Gemara? Not so clear. Think about it. If you find the Gemara, we'll discuss it next week. Okay, so getting back. Our Gemara assumes that there's an amount of Bliya in the Kedera itself. In the Kedera, in the pot itself. Rashi says over here, B'mai the Bola Kedera, the Rashi with the acid is right next to it. Imrinug shenachal sham konoshen ismai. Vanan Misharina and also the Akash and his Basha the commotion of Hosham. Then met the Shishim. Omdim Kama Bola Kedera min Arhete. The Tich Shekishanof Hosham, Hoya Heter Harbe, Vinismai, the Bliyas HaKedera. Our the Kedera Atzma Lo Misharina. You don't count the pot itself, you only count what? The amount of food which the pot absorbs. Alochal and Ma'aseh 2 days. It came in different with the Shadishni Visur the Raisi, Azir and the Chumrah. Below Misharinon B'Kedera Atzma. You don't count the Kedera itself. You don't count it. You don't count it. All right. So Alochal and Ma'aseh. It would appear that you don't count the that my gear and the sign anyway, that Shimon Kubet says, you don't count the Kedera itself. What about the, what Masha Bola Kedera? The Chor, yes, everyone agrees to that, no? It's actually no. Why? It's against the Gemara. The Gemara's the first, you are Mishal, the Chor Ades, Masha Bola Kedera. What's the answer? It's Rashi, the Fisha Af Min Ha'isa Nivla, Vinis Maid Mikamo Shoya, Mikudamin Lekamon, Otu Atera Bola, Yisura Lo Bola. So Rashi says it's pointless to calculate the amount which is absorbed into the pot, for the same way as it absorbs heter into the pot, it absorbs Easter into the pot as well. So just forget about the whole pot. And even that's how it's called La Halacha in Shulchan Aruch, that you just disregard, and it's done with the Raisa, you just disregard entirely the pot. You only count the inside line of the pot. That's how we always calculate. Okay. The Farshim are questioning the Mechaber. It seems to be against the Gemara. Maybe. Now, the Vilna Gaon explains Rabbi Chanina, who said Mishar Mikdeira B'Mashabolik Teira, is referring to a case of what? Where we know for a fact that the heter became smaller, was shrunk, and not the Yitzchak. How come B'Mashabolik? The heter shrunk and not the Yitzchak. So the heter shrunk, so we assume that its amount of the trunk was absorbed up into the pot. But the Yitzchak didn't shrink. If the Yitzchak didn't shrink, then we can be maker. If you don't know that for a fact, it cannot be maker at all. That's what the Vilna Gaon suggests for Pshat over here. Possibly. Incidentally, if you look carefully in the Ran, you'll notice an important point. How do you calculate Yitzchak and Heter? We mentioned this yesterday, incidentally. Based on what kind of measurements? Volume. The machlok is the rhyme, but there are all what points? Liquids, you count what? Vias or revius, right? But everyone agrees you count value. It's important. People often count weight. Weight is meaningless. Purely a calculation of volume. We discussed bitul b'shish.
Uh,
Ah, left. It's a very concentrated food. Shouldn't be about the b'shishim. You're right. Enochanan, you're right. The Gemara says. Yeah, the Gemara says. Rishonim says it. Rishonim. Machad, Ramah. Milsa David at the time, I feel the elephant about it. Something which is made to give in, to give taste, is never about it. Ah, Gemara. Oh, wait. Shem Tov Etzvah. Very well. Very good. The next Gemara. The Gemara says, good question, excellent question. But it's fine. They're going to Pella. They're going. Why? Because the Mechaber, not the Gaon, the Mechaber. The Gaon explained, look, the Mechaber said over here, the Sharon Barot of Sadi Tessitau. The Sharon Barot of the Kipo, the Chatichos, who the Sharon Ahete Vaisa Kamosha Bola Fanenu. Afal P. Shaya Beheta Yosem Mitzkilov and Ismad and Mitzkilov and Nila Bekvera. We disregard it. All I mean, Mishen Amino. Amino, then we make. What does it mean? Mimi means the Rabbanan. Rabbanan, we go the Kula. But the Gaon says, close to Rashi, and the Gaon says, Rabbi Chanina Meir Sheroinu Aitzur B'Shas Nefilosu V'Avshav Kemo Shehoya V'Lon Etzame V'Yahete Tufur Atzim. It's too soon, Tufur Atzim is there. Evaporation. I don't know. Did it crop? The Ram told us if it went to the air. Went to the air. Went this way from this way for Gamre. So of course the Ram, the that it should be us. The Ram was the Ramban, who seems to even be Mekel. So I don't
you don't take it out of
the town. Don't understand. The Ramban is Mekel. Even if you evaporate, it still counts. How can that be? I can't understand it. So the Ram. Not a bad terrace though, the Maestro. What else did he say? At least he said something. He said a good terrace. Cash would have been evaporated. But evaporate. How could a comet evaporate? Suggest maybe that, oh, I don't know about this, nothing about physics. So only the water evaporates and the food. No? Okay, at least at the beginning of a terrace, something. Cool. Huh? It should be, if you told this way, it should be adjusted just shishim a little bit. I don't know. I'm not sure. Good question. Yeah. Not a bad terrace though, the Maestro. What else did he say? At least he said something. He said a good terrace. Cash would have been evaporated. But evaporate. How could a comet evaporate? Suggest maybe that, oh, I don't know about this, nothing about physics. Only the water evaporates and the food. Okay, at least at the beginning of a tariff, something. It should be, if you told this way, it should be adjusted to shishim a little bit. I don't know. I'm not sure. Good question. Yeah. Yes, but Shverva. For our sake, we always follow the bar.
What happens to the volume of the same?
Different issue. Maybe we can't figure out the vibe. It's too bloated, too airy. I don't know. Tasha probably found the vibe. Okay, the next Gemara, which was just against the question, a very good question. Gemara says, Amar Yochanan, Amar Yochanan, Karol Sun, Shabbat Torah, Misharin, and Kiyilu, Hain, Batlu, Bekaplu. What's going on? What's the bottle of the kapla business? Well, that seems to be the average. No, I mean, there are exceptions. That seems to be the average. But the Gemara says the fair is not a maximum, no? Because the Gemara says the pilpul in the tablet, the filibella flow bottle. That's an exception. That's a special case. If not for that special case, this is the maximum. No, there are two maximums. This is the maximum of regular bliya, and there's this new category, a whole new mahus of bliya, which I feel to be out of love button. All right, it's possible. Now, the Mepharshim makes a fantastic kasha. I mean, you know, the lush of the Gemara is too strong. What do you mean it's impossible to be able to stop all the bus of the kapha? What about Milsa Vita Latama? What about the case which is quoted in the next line? There's a pilpul in it. Pavlin. The Rashash has the kasha. There's a steer. What's steer from one line to the next? So, he doesn't really give much of it. Not much of it. Good kasha. He says that's a special category. Okay, fine. It was Amar Av Nachma Gid B'Shishim and Gid Ben Aminyan. That's normal, right? What does Shishim mean usually? Gid Anash Bada B'Shishim. What do you mean Gid Anash Bada B'Shishim? It's Shishim of Hetzit. Really, what's the percentage? What's it? One of what? One over 61. We say a 60th, we mean a 60th of the bar. We would call it in our conventional way of figuring out fractions, 1 over 61. That's what it says. Now, halacha lemaisa, gid b'shishim. What gid b'shishim? What gid? We pass in ain beginning, but no sentam. Hello? What kind of gid b'shishim? Do we pass in gid b'shishim? Do we or don't we? How can we pass in gid b'shishim? We pass in ain beginning, but no sentam. What are you b'shishim for? What do you say? Shuman Gid. Oh, good old Yisrael Kadoshim. But Machan the Shuman Gid, they say Shuman Gid is an awesome time. Okay, whatever. Salach al-Maisa. A Gid Anash gets mixed in. What's his name? How is it butler? But what is it butler? No, it gets chopped up. It's not a berry. What should it do? It's svar. What do you think it's in it? Just a gid. Bata barov. Correction. Bata barov. We have a rule that everything in the world is bata barov. What thing which prevents the bata from working here, lachor, what is it? Tam ki igar. This is tam of Easter. But then we get him an Osef Tam. We should go back to the old Svar, but the Baruch. Good. That's the pre-chodesh, the sort of pre-chodesh, and Simon Kuf says that. But at the end, he starts to have culty. Ah, a shame. Why? I'll tell you why. Because he, the pre-chodesh seems to hold, we mentioned before today, that what if it's bottle of shishim? It does not have shishim. 50 parts, hetzer, one part isim. And you give it to a kfeil, and the kfeil tastes it and says there's no taste of isim. What would it be? So, Shaila, Rashi asks it, right? If Rashi asks it, what does that indicate? A shishim is a chidish nifla. A shishim is the halacha. Tam or no tam. Shishim is a halacha, but you're born and you always need shishim. Therefore, the pre-chodesh, then it's called feet. Because even though, logically speaking, if you follow the Svar, we said until now, if there's no time, mutzah, so therefore what? So therefore, gina noshvi batel barov, but if you say that what? Because Rashi seems to say that shishim is a real din, time or no time, even if the kfeil can't do a solution of 50 to 1, if there's no time whatsoever. Still, it's usur. That's so, then what? If that's so, get an ash also. The time there's no reason, there's no taste, so what is no taste? You can make it, what's the feel you can make of it?
So
But he is saying a distinction between something which has the potential to give time, but it's been diffused. But if it has no time, whatever, simply is incapable under any condition to give up a time, will we find a chum in this case? That's the achronim say. Okay.
So if
she's in the law,
that has nothing to do with
time.
Why
should we fail out? Okay. Good, this is a shayla. Now the Gemara starts to talk about a very complicated piece of anatomy here. Biology. It's called a kachal. What is it pronounced the word? That's the yeshiva to pronounce it kachal. What's a kachal? Utter. And the minute you think about it, it raises immediate problems in your mind. He has natural basa b'chol, right? This is a natural basa b'chol. The skull of there is basa. So what's it did? Midaraisa. What's it did? You can have it. You can eat it. The way it is. I the basa b'chol. Yep. The more later on, as a matter of fact. Notice what Yalta. Notice what Yalta. Unbelievable. Yalta is an unbelievable person. Morrison over here. Kuf test. Look at the worst thing inside. Kuf testament base. The Gemara says, Armala, the bottom 10 lines. Armala Yalta, the Rab Nachman. Michti called us, the Nachmana Sharalan, Kavasei. Asalan Dama, Kenny's blood, Sharalan Kavda. Torah's matter, liver, even though liver really is cooler than. Nida, or also Nida, Dam Toa. It means the same exact Dam comes out, if the woman is in a certain, within, how's it go? Between 14 and 80 days by a girl, and 7 and 40 days by a boy. So I mean, a Torah, the Dam could be the same as Dam Nida, and it's still, could even be a regular cycle. Any day is certainly possible. And it's Tapi Din is Mitzmutter. Tapi Din is Mutter. Where are we? Kehila Behema. Tale of Kaya. Chazir, this is the word of the pit, Chazir. Well, is Mocha de Shibuta Gula, some kind of peace. Not okay. What does that mean? Eishasish is Grusha. Bechaya Bala, Eishasah, Yivama. Kus is Yifas Toa. Always a fun, everything has a head. I want to have chalba, I want to have basa b'chalba. Find me a way to have a cheeseburger. What do you answer? Amalu Rav Nachman the Tapchi told his butcher, Zvikula giver kachli. What does kachli mean? Chalbi, utter. Oh, the target basa b'chalba. How can it be? It says, Lo savashel gadiba chalev imo. No, is this gadiba chalev? Literally. Mamish. Gediba Chalev Imo. What's the answer? Chalav Shkuta. The Chazal, the Torah, the Asa, Chalav Chaya. Right, so that's Gediba Chalev Imo, the milk which is given from a live animal. That cow is coming from an animal when the animal's already been shechted, the animal's dead. So in the Torah, cow is not a problem. And with the Rabbanon, the Chazal Asad Chal, to a certain degree. The modern expression is Shavi Rabbanon Kechaticha Denevela. Now, this brings back old memories. Rashi tells us, don't let us forget. Of what principle? You got it. Chaticha Nas Nevela. But here it's a little bit different. Tosafot points out that really Chal should be Mutter. Only one problem. There's so many crevices and nooks and crannies in the Chal. It's impossible to separate out the milk. But it's nothing intrinsically the cow that it should be mutter. But you just cannot get all the milk out. The milk is in little holes. You know, the cow is a very complicated piece of biology there. It's very complex. And therefore, it would be a problem. That's the problem. There's so much milk inside, you just can't get it out. Yeah. Now, the modern expression over here, Chal b'shishim chal min aminyan. That means ordinarily we need 60 pieces to mevaal something. Here the chal counts as one of the 60. Say, very good. It's spread out throughout the entire 60. No. One is that by one saying chal atno asa. Basically, it's a contradiction. If the chal atno is asa, how can the chal in itself be asa? It counts the heter. I mean, it's almost absurd. In itself is asa. But it counts towards the head, towards Kishim. How can it be? So the Gemara said, really, it should have counted Lehetta, which it does. Aye, so why is it that the Chal never meant us? The Gemara answers, Shavu Rabbanon Kichatika de Nevela. But it really means like this, based on Tosafot. Really, the Chal should be Mutter. The Chal is Mutter. And therefore, since the Chal is Mutter, it counts towards the 60. I la Maisa, Locha la Maisa, why can't you eat the Chal? That's the answer. What's the nature of why they're making the Rabbana? You can't, we'll finish that. It's very difficult to get every single bit of chalav out, and we're afraid to leave it before you have the chalav out, and then the Chazal made it the Rabbana, because then sort of, they made a chaticha and a nevela, but only with respect to what? With respect to it itself. Not with respect to having to revival it b'shishim, and having to, they shouldn't count to revival the its own color, the shishim. It's a strange kind of, but that's the chachamim decided by Chal. Yeah. If the Chal is also because you can't get the pieces of milk out of the little crevices, it's also no matter what. If that's a shot. Because you can't, it's stuck there. It's stuck. Now, if that's a shot. But the question, can you get the cholov to be spread out? Can you or can't you? That's the question. You mean they're not going to go into this at all is for a simple reason. We don't eat chal nowadays. Although I was talking to someone before the summer, when I went to watch the Malicha. When I went to watch the Malicha, right there I met the Mashkiach and the thing, he was talking about this, that, he was talking about this and yonim. This chal, he remembers in Europe they ate a chal. I mean, Sorry? Well, it's Leah, Maya, Korea, there are ways to do it. I have never, anyone here to have ever ate a cow who's willing to tell the tale. I'm looking around the room. Have you ate a cow? Udder. Or what's the modern butcher's term for it? I don't think butchers even sell it, do they? The non-butcher butcher sell it? Who knows? What's a cow? I don't know. I'm going to have it. Well, last night. Well, maybe. I want to just give you a preview of what's happening over here. Now, this sheet of Maamar Talmus basically only goes till here in terms of the Gemara itself. Now, the last part of the sheet includes just Maamar Talmus and the Shulchan Aruch. Now, these Maamar Talmus can really be divided into two. First half is hard. The second half is easy. The first half is about very, very complex matters. There's really a lot of lumpness involved in figuring out what to do in terms of milk splattering on a fleshik. There's a toilet shot I had before the summer. Milk splattering on a fleshik pot, or sticking in a. Fleshik a ladle, let's say, into milk the soup, poke a tap or a spoon. It's really halacha lemais. But people sometimes get the impression that halacha lemais should be a little easier. But it doesn't always work that way. It's very, very complicated. So, look, do the best you can. If you don't understand certain things, I mean, I can certainly appreciate that. It's very hard. Most things. The last half, on the other hand, is much easier, I think. Because, you see, this involves some of the complication the first thing. It always rules with the chatikha na. Once they mention that word already, your head starts to split. And they start next to chatikha na tzavela in basa b'cholav. And what if, assuming you say chatikha na tzavela, just keep your eyes open for this. You say chatikha na tzavela only by basa b'cholav, not by chaza. What do you know about basa b'cholav? When basa meets cholav? Or about when basa b'cholav meets potatoes? Do you treat that as basa b'cholav? Or they treat that as chaza. That's a big shaila. Big shaila. Something that involves the child of Eino Ben Yomo gets thrown into this. So you don't want Eino Yomo. It's going to be the glasses to be able to prepare better. 24 hours past. Then you have to fake it how you can treat Eino Ben Yomo. How do I say it? So how do you compute it? Based on the night, based on 24 hours. And it gets complications with Tzirufim, Snifim. Can drive you up the wall. So try your best, and not try. But the last half, not by now, the next sheet. The next half is much more sharp, clear cut. In other words, not chadichah as nevela really. Has to do with the really halacha lemaisa shaila. Namely, can you use the same oven for milk for fleshiks? Can you wash? If you have water, milk, pork, and flour, these are eerie discussions what's the status of a ladle, the tradition, the tisheni, and the eerie. These are more contained, which are thriving all over. Really, lemaisa. That's the last half of these. I don't know how long it's going to take me. But you ought to know that last night I went to the office to run off the next sheet, but I'm not showing anybody that yet. I know it's going to be a while, so we'll. We'll see. If it gets unduly complicated, we'll make a kitzur on some of these things. You'll tell me yourself. If it's too much, we'll just run through it. With the milk sprinkling on the pot. But if it's too hard to get through every single case, we'll have to make up a kitzur. You'll let me know yourself on Sunday what the story is. Okay, so Sunday Mishnah we'll continue. Okay. started talking about Chal last time, and I asked to look in Rabbi Kivega, and Simon Sadi, who starts with Chal and moves all over the place. Throughout the end of Bata Bechalov. Oh no. He discusses the issue of whether Balua Mibasa Bakala. Is Balua Mibasa Bakala treated as Basa Bakala? Or is it treated as Shari Surah? Now, Kamina, do you say Hatikan Asin Avela, according to Rabbi Yehuda Ephraim and the Yeshida Samachala? That's the question. See, it refers you to the Machaba later on, and Simon Kuv Gimel, who discusses this issue. The Machaber says in Simen Kuf Gimel Siv Zayin, Today Rishi Blum Mibasa V'Cholov Shen Is Basel Bo Yachad O Bezeh Chazeh V'Kolim Shavah Laila Echad Huchmu B'Mayim Chashiva Bas Yoma Ad Shetisha Me'ez Se'ez Mishah Shehuchmu B'Mayim. Sounds innocent enough. But the Shach says, why? The water, what happens? You cook the water in it, right? So what happened to the water? The water took out the tam. Hot water, the chor, pashup shot, the hot water is hot enough, pashup shot. The water is still in a case where it's hot enough to affect the dua hagala. One could argue on that point. Maybe it was hot, but it wasn't hot enough to do a hagala. So they don't talk about that possibility for some reason. So let's do the agola. Everything that goes, the taste goes out, and then once it goes up, it goes out of the pot, goes right back into the pot. Problem is the mechaba denies. He says this is our tosis. The one that you don't understand the first one I spoke about. That last few lines in the tosis, that kuf mebeis, hayav shach yule midyan, because they're frying man at top. This is it. So the problem is the water, the tarfus goes into the water and goes right back into the pot. So good, that would be perfect shot in the mechaba. Problem is the Machaber Pasuk Amen Ephraim. You know the Chatzich and Asa Vela B'Shari Surim. The Shach says apparently the Basa B'Cholav is different. What do you mean Basa B'Cholav is different? Here's that Basa B'Cholav, the Basa meets B'Cholav. Here it's been Basa B'Cholav for a long time. Now the Basa B'Cholav together, they already met, go into the water and come back. Is that treated as Shari Surim as Basa B'Cholav? So the Machaber is treated as Basa B'Cholav. And the Shach says Mitzvara, it's ridiculous. Who cares if Basa B'Cholav? That's just a name. But what's the Ben Ephraim? He tells you to tell them what the Svar is. The Ben Ephraim, he gives you the Svar of affairs and tells us. Why do we say that Chatzich and Asa Nevela by Basa B'Cholav? Why? Because this is Heter and that's Heter. They come together and make Izzot the Kedera. Uzel Chiyach HaBeis Yosef Sh'af Chatzich HaNes and Basa B'Cholav Arminen Be Chatzich and Asa Nevela Dehavi Yisna Machmas Atmo. Okay? And therefore, kol ha-chaticha asura. Why? Shenetila chozer v'oser kedei netila v'chozer v'oser kedei netila. The rebasa b'cholav lo arminan kol ha-nesar v'chulei. What? We call it ein ha-nesar. Same idea. Uchemavua simen kufei sif zayin. Interesting approach. Who said exactly the reverse? It was the same logic to prove the opposite. The Chavazdas, if you recall. Not using it, I tell you not to look there. But those of you who may have looked there before or after at the end, this beautiful development is exactly based on the same thing. So yes, how come this is not true? How come Rabbi Kivega said it's not true? There's a whole discussion of what he calls, you don't say it's only the bishul, not the tzli. But the question is a good one. He says the Mechaber proves this point, this radical chidush. So you say chatichanas in the veil, and only by basa b'cholav, by basa into cholav, even by basa b'cholav into other things, that would explain why one could make klipa make another klipa and down to the bottom of the piece. He's again assuming, like the Mechaber does assume in Siman Kufay, that you would say it about the Bechor. Lana B'Kivega. He says the Mechaber proves the Shita, Himad the Mevua B'Masnitin, the Tipas Cholo, famous Mishnah. Tal Koponim Osa Chaticha Asura, Uke the Paskinan Gamkein Reish Siman Tzadik Beis, Ule Zakosha Chutz the Kadeira Virak Tzli. Vina also rakadein etila v'chein toma ha'shach simen tani beis. So why is it also beyond the kadein etila? After all, chutz the kadeira. Uzeh ochiach ha'beis yosef. Sh'af chaticha ha'nes v'ribosu b'cholov. Ha'bminen bei chaticha nasa nevela. Sh'havi isa machmas atmo. Okay? And therefore, kol ha'chaticha asura. Why? The netila chozer v'yose k'day netila v'chozer v'yose k'day netila. The rebasa v'cholav lo arminan kol ha'nesar v'chulei. What? We used to call it ein ha'nesar. Same idea. Uke mevua simen kufei sif zayin. Interesting approach. Who said exactly the reverse? It was the same logic to prove the opposite. The Chavazdas, if you recall. I'm not using it, even I tell you not to look there. But those of you who may have looked there before or after at the end, this beautiful development is exactly based on the same thing. He asked, how come this is not true? How come Rabbi Kivega said it's not true? There's a whole discussion of what he calls, only the Bishul, not the Tzli. But the question is a good one. This is the Mechaber proves this point, this radical Chiddush. So you say chatichanas in the veil, and only by basa b'cholov, by basa into cholov, even by basa b'cholov into other things, that would explain why one kadei klipa makes another kadei klipa and down to the bottom of the piece. He's again assuming, like the Mechaber does assume in Siman Kufay, that you would say it about the b'cholov. Of course, if you those who looked it up, the shach argues there too, and the shach that you say in Anesar, even by basa b'cholov. So the Shach said that even though Basa B'chol is even by real Basa B'chol, even though it's Chaticha Nas and Nevela, that's only as long as there is some kind of Cholah, but it's not. I Eshel Soch, I'm going ahead of myself. This is the Shach said, you know, Cronin. I Eshel Soch So Asur. So they explain Eshel Soch So Asur, that's only in the original Chaticha. But in the next Chaticha, you wouldn't say it, and therefore you could apply in Anessa even to Basa B'chol. This is what one could say. This is the Kivega is explaining perhaps a possible source for the Shitas of Mechaber. I must tell you though, Mitzvara doesn't help us any. Mitzvara is a difficult Shita. But as David says, the low pluk, you say, what's the low pluk? That's all. The Basa B'chol, they would immediately say, Chaticha Nas Nevela, even if the original logic which led Rabbeinu Ephraim to distinguish Basa B'chol and Shari Surim does not apply in this particular case. In this particular case. Okay. Says, here's Rabbi Kivega finishes up. Because they man im gama nes mi basa b'cholov have isa machmas atzma. Avle neima kisvara ta shacha now lo havele lesser rak beiz netilo. The netilo rishona have isa machmas atzma. Avle netilo ha beiz u rak nesa mi basa b'cholov. Right? Vajina le kolo de kolo nesa. El al koro vokadasa beiz yosef v'kala hove. That's what he says. Of course. Right, the Raya is not a great Raya. You could say, even though it's put to the Kadera, it has a little bit of a din of Vishal. The same as we said at Kwanta Rashi. And we spoke of Kwanta Rashi, it's the half in and half out. So we said it's Nishtahin and Nishtahir. It's in between. It's in between Tzli and Vishal. So the Shach and Shad over there, it's also between Tzli and Vishal. Half and half? Yeah? They were contemporary. I don't know. You don't find them referring to one another. Rabbi Kivega wrote a parish in the Chavasat, Hasoga. He clearly saw the Chavasat. Because if you saw on the bottom of the, on one of these, he says, he wrote the Oros on the Chavasat. But they did live about the same time. It's conceivable that the Chavasat also, you know, they wrote to each other. That we know. So they were contemporaries. They're contemporary. Okay. Now, then he says, Omnom. New paragraph. Emes achara iyun tmihani ala mechaber simin sadi aleph siv dalet. Oh, basar osech v'chulei kolef ha basar v'chulei. V'amai Av shena cholav osi osi mikadei klipa. Mikol makom abosir ba'atmo nisha roseach. And can a klipa tachzor v'tesor. The dasa beis Yosef tesor kula. Ula dasa shachan ala kutesor v'kalponim kadei klipa. V'tzorach li'i in the dina. He gets into trouble, you know. Overkill. He said a nice kiddush, a nice result. He said, run into trouble. So the chavas dasa got out with his trick. We don't say... You don't say that Basa Bechol is an Asa, Yisrael is an Asa, Chatech and Asa, the whole story, unless it's what? Derech Bishol, and Derech Clear. Those who saw the last part of Chavasah. Kitzer, this is what the Halei Rabbi Kiveger developed. This is how he developed. Now, the problem. He continues and goes on to discuss Artos. When I say army, back on Tzadi Vav. He doesn't understand Tosfos Daf Tzadivav, you see the last four lines. Tmili Dibya Tosfos Kulm Tzadivav. He says, Ula Kaman Tzadivav, Kol Abotsa V'chul, Ula Adati Mai Koshalu, Ha-Hosna V'havi Gam Ken Kama Tov Tzone, Ima Shul Shad Tzli Shokel Tov Ha-Kolov, Havi Tzli Tato, and came, and again, he holds the Pilpul Mshad and Tosfos. I don't know, at the end of his historical Ian Godel. That's the bottom line of Rabbi Kivega's Pilpul. Enough Pilpul for now, but it's important in Halacha. Of course, the Shach himself, you know, without Shach was not such a big palpable. The Shach in Simon Kufay, in effect, also has a Biki Vegas. Yeah. Let's take a look. Turn to Kufay. It's important. That's, we used to learn there, Kufay was like this sif was like the killer sif. He's learning at the end, after he's know everything inside out, and you see, you know nothing. Kufay sif Zion. This is without Shach Yud Zion. It's a huge one. This is the famous. The famous Mechaber with the Shach. Take a look. Let's not panic over here. What did Mechaber say? Hodech atichas isur oseres chaverta benigiyoso dafuk shisur machas atma to go in the velo basa b'cholo avol ein bo isur al mashit bolo b'mokom acher ein oseres acheres hanogaspa afilu nitzlu yachas. Okay? Not everyone agrees to this view. There's a Vilna Gaon on the spot and then base close to Machlokes Tosfos and Rashba on this very issue. Rashba says like the Mechaber, and Tosfos says against the Mechaber that even though it's Mefapeh and one Chaticha. We're not going to make Chaticha, live Chaticha below Rosa. What's the Machlokas HaRishonim, which the Gaon alludes to right over here? Comes the Shach, and it's like this. I'm not going to read every single word, but it's too hard to know. Very difficult. It's a hard thing to say. Because the Vilna Gaon likes, says like this, you know, alright, the Shach is, the Gaon likes the Shach, but the Shach is right, Mitzvah. It would not go to Michas, it would not be Yosef, that the Rashba is right. The Gaon quotes the Rashba, he says it's true, the Rashba is correct. Proof in the Mishnah of Tipas Cholov, the same proofs again. Then the Vilna Gaon adds off, V'achronim shagu bazeh b'kama dvar. V'achronim made a mistake. What do you mean they made a mistake? What was their mistake? I don't know, what was their mistake? That's the Gaon. I think what the Gaon means. The Shach made a mistake. So the Shach at the end, he told said like, you know, one maybe should be machal like his Shach in the Mechaber. Like the Shach Shach in the Mechaber, which the Gaon says is impossible for anyone to ever hold. And therefore, that's what it means. They struggle with it. I think it's what the Vilna Gaon is referring to. I tipas kolop. I had a Gaon in the Shach by tipas kolop. They go right. It's just everything after everything else. So what does he say? Ein echinami. The Nikila, the second Chaticha, would be Asur. So then what would come out? So it's very different. What's the Maskana? Let's look at the Abbasah, Shabalua, Mechala, Havik, Shah, Dava, Abbalua, Shayna, Asur. The Shah suggests that, and the Gaon suggests it. What do you say about that, huh? And Lashon of the Mechaber, it's very different, to say the least. How can you say that? He says, could go in the vela or basa b'chalav. It's not the original chaticha. In other words, it's very difficult to say this. Very difficult. No? Very difficult. It's a hard thing to say. Because the Vilna Gaon likes, says, like, you know, alright, the Shachas. The Gaon likes the Shachas. It's the Shachas Rai Mitzvah. It would not go to Michas, it would not be Yosef, that the Rashba is right. The Gaon quotes the Rashba. He says it's true, the Rashba is correct. Proof in the Mishnah of Pipas Cholov. The same proofs again. But then Vilna Gaon adds off, the Achronim Shagu Bazeb Kamadvar. The Achronim made a mistake. What do you mean they made a mistake? What was the mistake? I think what the Gaon means. The Shach made a mistake. Because the Shach, at the end, he told, said, like, you know, one maybe should be Machal, like his Shach in the Mechaba. Like the Shach's Shach in the Mechaba, which the Gaon is impossible for anyone to ever hold. And therefore, that's what it means, they struggle with it. I think it's what the Vilna Gaon is referring to. I Tipas Cholov. I had a Gaon in the Shach by Tipas Cholov. Let it go right if it's just everything, after everything else. So what does he say? Ein Echinami. Okay, the Tila, the second Chaticha, would be Asur. Hold on, slow. So then what will come out? So it's very different. What's the Maskana? Let's look in the base Meir. You don't want to look in the base Meir. Not to make it more difficult, but to make it more easy. I have to look at the Gideon and Masha and the Beit Meir. They make things a little bit easier, I think. No? I made a mistake? Here. Havla ki luba liyo chaticha katana. It says, liyo anavi would come and would say that the chaticha katana would know b'basa b'chol. It's correct there. That's our achia. So b'basa b'chol of efshel esokto asa. L'chvatama ken aprima garden. What are you talking about? Eliyahu Navi came. So let him come. Halavai Eliyahu Navi should come right now. He'll bring Mashiach. He'll bring the Gula Shlema. But he cannot be mad at a piece of meat. Even if he tells you the fairies, there's no milk in it anymore. Epshel Sokhto Asa. What's the answer? I lose the answer probably. I think the only answer is that's the original meat. The original piece, Epshel Sokhto Asa. I think he's talking about the next piece, no? No? The original piece or the next piece?
Is it part of the T-Pixel?
That's part of Shvar, yeah. So it's because that part, but then I think you can get away with it by distinguishing. Will you solve the problem by distinguishing between this piece and the next piece?
I think so. If a follow forward to this piece,
right.
If everyone agrees that the town bus into the piece goes to the other piece, the piece is very well up in this piece.
Start again.
A follow forward to this piece. Now, town of the bus are from this piece. Is Nivlan to the next piece.
No.
And we say the next piece is Mutter.
Right.
Why is the next piece Mutter without Tom Balsa from the first piece?
Ah! So one could possibly argue that although Efshel is Sokhto is Asur, that means that a Chaticha, that's like the principle of a status quo, the Chaticha which became Asur, because it had a Bli of Cholov, that remains Asur ad Bias Agoyal ve'ad Bichlal. Wait! That's only that piece. One could distinguish and say, if Eliyahu Navi will come and tell us this piece has no time of Chalav at all, Avi Chalav left, we say, I don't care, Eliyahu, with all due respect to you, Eliyahu Navi, nice to see you, bring the Mashiach quick, but this piece of meat is straight. But if Eliyahu Navi will come and say, you know, there's no milk anymore in this piece. If Eliyahu, you know, we have almost a respect to you, we believe you 100%, we cannot be mad at this piece of meat. It's already also, it remains out there. But the next piece, if for the next piece, we say, Eliyahu Navi, thank you for telling us, there's no milk in the next piece. We might have the next piece. Is it, one could say such a thing, that's totally untenable. The first piece we asked because it's one time time Boston, so it remains us. One time time call, it remains us. Maybe you could say no, maybe you could say this doesn't go to the. I hear you, I'm not arguing with you. The Shach, when I argue with the Shach, usually means you're saying. One could say fakir. I'm not saying the Shach's wrong. I mean the Shach, the Kivega, the Prima Gonim. The Pashup Shach that Prima Gonim says. But Now I'm defending the shach. Which way is it? I'm defending.
Shach
would ridicule the Torah at the end. So I'm trying to explain why this Torah might be tenable. But maybe that's the Torah to us, only for us in that piece, maybe not to a different piece. I know it's not easy to say something. Maybe. Maybe.
How do you do
something
like the
Torah? It's not so terrible.
Why?
I mean, the Chatech itself is also forever. Calls man, it's also forever. It's shishim to the valid. If it's shishim, but if it's not shishim, it's just a question of touching. Maybe wouldn't maybe the all navi is good enough? Possible. Now, yeah. So looking at the base mayor, so let's start the base mayor. He tries to give a little bit conclusion over here. Where is it? Yeah, just a kitzur. I wanted to look up a kitzur on the fourth wine line. Ulamaska Nasa, page 390. Ulamaska Nasa. Who's talking about the shach? Ulamaska Nasa. Shebosa shebola chola mikri isamach mas atmo. Here it is, that's pretty good. It's just basic said on statement. Hainu akola. When we show the time a bus of the chod, a yot mikri nami sharoshal shal isur, in kain kosher, lama lo yesar kolecha kadena tila, lama lo yesar kiim kadena tila, for a tosus makshim akolisa natila al klipa, the name also a klipa, a tesla besamachla, the chvichim is asvara, then an esav v'chulei. This is Mehmet HaTolz, the first Tolz we learned this year, the first tip of first page. This is one to the other, to the other, to Tolz prove then an esav. Once you say, hey, Basta B'chol, you don't say an esav, so you should go from one to the other, to the other. The Tenech v'shari surim, Abba Basta B'chol, v'ana, l'shav v'kushim. Yishloma. Tavka, Basta Asmo, shen is Basta B'chol, Osra Torah, Af Hatam Basta. Basta on the Vela, Nation is Bashel, Pam, Bechola. Avala Klipa, Shenesra, Mipnei, Shebola, Meachaticha, Tam, Bosar, Velo Cholov, Nimta, Natila, Eini, Surashuv, Mitam, Bosar, Bechola, Ela, Machmas, Tam, Kikar, Shel, Bosar, Nevela, the Shuv, Arminan, Shaper, Gabe, Plato, Son, Ein, Anesa, Vechule, Vekal, Lehovit. What's Kala Halit? What's that? What do you want to say again? What is it?
The only time you say that if Bakal Halit is eating Machanasa, it's going to take 10 turns and have 10 turns to get in created. So all the air has to come with it. But here, when, once you have it put together and it's made it, so then when it acts as something else, then it's just like an avail. So the first day, Kleeba is now that Dharma Machanasa. A mixture of Bach and Apollo, which is Ismael and
Manasseh.
Now, the first
big leaper is Anasseh. Yeah, but the Maskana Tashach is, as he said before, Bosa Shebola Chola Mikri Ismael Atmo.
Right. So that
after the. Velo Arminan Gabay and Anasseh Yucholessa. Right? Correct?
Yes.
So.
That's only Bosa Bola Chola.
Right.
But Bosa, which is Bola, Bosa Zichola.
Ah, yeah.
Is again we say internet
goes internet. Back to what we discussed at the very beginning of the shiur. Balumi basa b'chala. What does it stand? So come out very. So how will it come out? That's not. You don't. Then you would not say. Then you would go back to the old rule of ein anesa. Live a little bit kedera. Usma kevi di b'sefer atzuma. Because of achakach, the esh mekilim b'din zeh. Why? Achar she'ein b'gufa iser ben yomo, ein lachshivo ben. And I've seen the Ben Yomo. It's like this.